Head in the Clouds, 1963. Letitia Handford, painted plaster, cotton, and other materials. There has been some debate as to whose face was used as the model for this sculpture. The piece is the bust of a woman with her eyes closed and her hair pulled back into a messy bun at the nape of her neck. Her skin is painted a bright sky blue, and her hair is painted a variety of darker, deeper blue shades. And all around her head, attached even to the very skin of the figure, tufts of cotton clouds that cling to and veil her, so that her visage can never be clearly viewed from any one angle. Even a 360-degree turn about the piece cannot reveal all the secrets that she keeps. Some speculate that Handford used herself as the reference. Others suggest that it is just one more variation on a series of pieces that Handford created using anonymous models. Still more speculate that Annabelle Godfrey herself served as inspiration, and that the entire piece is a loving jab at Annabelle from her partner, Handford, as commentary on the former's, shall we say, flighty nature. But as previously mentioned, the work denies the viewer a clear picture of the woman's full face, so all theories remain exactly that. Theories. Yet that is one of the subtle beauties of Head in the Clouds. Its title references flights of fancy, worlds imagined, dreamscapes. And are we not something, someone else in the worlds that we envision for ourselves? Are we not all transformed by the infinite possibilities that have yet to be realized, and which may never be realized, but from the very instant of their imagining, the very moment they are first plucked out of the ether like insubstantial wisps of cloud, feel so real that you can almost touch them, almost taste them? Are we not, in dreams, waking and otherwise, someone we almost recognize? Someone we might know and could be one day? Handford said little on record about this piece, reinforcing the question of who it is modeled after. The only thing of note was a passing comment about the phrase that gave the work its name. I've never understood why it's a bad thing, having your head in the clouds. There is clarity there, not to mention perspective. I think we could all use more of that. Indeed, though the figure's eyes are closed, that much of her face at least is visible. Perhaps she is not asleep. Perhaps she, from her vantage point among the clouds, closes her eyes to reflect on how things are and on what they might become. Perhaps such thoughts, such ideas, such imaginings are changing her from the inside out, changing her into someone that is both recognizable and wholly new. Is it any wonder, then, that there has been no consensus on the woman's identity? For we are on the outside looking in at this figure who, from this perspective, is obscured from view. We cannot see what changes may be forming her, molding her like clay, like the winds of time. She dreams and dares to imagine those unknown, unrealized possibilities. Her eyes are closed in her dreaming. But how clearly might she see you for what you are and the world through which you move, should she ever open them? Oh, what change might come. Has a career in the arts always called to you? Does the idea of sharing with the curious masses the great creative endeavors of well-respected artists sound like just the right fit for you? Have you always harbored a taste for danger and the unknown? Apply now to become a member of the Godfrey staff. Prior experience in the art sector is appreciated, but by no means required. Any candidate with the courage and fortitude to brave a job here at the Godfrey will be seriously considered. We offer a number of top-tier benefits to all of our staff, regardless of full or part-time status. These include, but are not limited to, health insurance, dental insurance, a robust 401k portfolio, the 50% employee discount at the Godfrey gift shop, life insurance, accident insurance, mysterious disappearance insurance, and competitive salaries based on current hazard pay rates. That last benefit in particular is what has put the Godfrey at the forefront of arts organization employers. We understand that there are particular trials here at the Godfrey that can make it a a more challenging workplace than other museums, though we prefer to think of it more as an exciting change of pace. But no matter how you look at it, the Godfrey believes that anyone putting their health and safety at risk deserves to be compensated accordingly. If this sounds like just the right fit for you, make sure to apply today. Betsy. Age unknown. Artist unknown. Porcelain, paint, hair, varied fabrics, and other materials. Look at Betsy, dainty and fair, as she sits within this hall. See her rosy cheeks and lips, and her delicate, lacy shawl. Her bonnet covers cascading hair, blonde and wavy and fine. Her hands are clasped before her, fingers delicately entwined. Where did she come from, you may ask? From whence did she appear? I thought the gap between these artworks was empty, free, and clear. Yet here she sits, this porcelain doll, upon her little chair. Here she sits, with porcelain eyes, in a wide, unblinking stare. We do not know from whence she came, not even Annabelle. And if Betsy knows that answer, she has yet to tell. She arrives whene'er she pleases, and departs the same way too. She alone knows the rhythms of these sudden rendezvous. How is her moniker known, you wonder, with no sign or plaque of her name? Just listen closely and you will hear it whispered in your brain. Do not be frightened, all is well, no need for such dismay. All Betsy wants, all Betsy needs, is a friend with which to play. A friend to hold, a friend to love, each and every day. A loyal friend, a docile friend, who will never run away. Someone quiet, with cheeks and lips the same bright shade of red. Someone with the same frock and shawl and white bonnet on their head. You touch your face, your lips, your eyes, run your fingers through your hair. You swear you feel a rising blush, the touch of a cap that's not there. Your skin feels somehow smoother now, pores, blemishes are gone. And as you look upon your hands, their color seems more wan. You look back at Betsy in her chair, in a rising dread and alarm. But her unblinking porcelain eyes hold the same ineffable charm. Does she seem larger, you are asking, as you take a rigid step back? For your joints don't seem to bend as well. Your footfall, a delicate click-clack. Dear Betsy has not grown larger. She is as she's always been. So is it you who started shrinking in this gallery you're in? I'd turn and run if I were you. Escape her porcelain gaze. For those who don't, we've heard it said, with Betsy, they all stay.
Thank you for listening to the Godfrey Audio Guide. This episode was written, produced, and performed by Nicole Knudsen, with sound design and editing by James Ferrero. Enjoying your trip to the estate? To keep up with the Godfrey, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Godfrey Guide, or visit our website, posted in the show notes below. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. If you're interested in becoming a sustaining member of the show, make sure to visit our Patreon page, patreon.com/thegodfreyaudioguide. In addition to our various membership tiers, you'll also find full episode transcripts for any who wish to read them. Until next time, friends, see you back at the museum.